Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. In the School of Education, Dr. Kelly Rue is developing tools to help 8th grade students, including students who speak English as a second language, to learn about science. With simulations and visualizations, she and her team are creating tools to help students learn scientific concepts and discuss what they're learning. When the materials are complete, they will be shared online for any teacher to download at no cost for use in the classroom.
Dr. Rue's public school students are divided into four units, and they work in pairs. The goal is to help them talk to each other about science and develop hypotheses and have fun coming up with the solutions.
My current research is funded by the National Science Foundation, and this is a five-year project. And we are entering our third year. We work with four Title I middle schools in North Carolina. They are all within 50 miles from UNC Chapel Hill. They serve a large number of students who speak English as their second language and who receive free or reduced lunch. We work with their eighth grade science teachers to design, test, and revise visualization technology and inquiry projects that these teachers implement as part of their regular science class. And one example of visualizations that teachers implement is a simulation. Simulation allows students to manipulate different variables and design their own virtual experiments. They can see the results of their experiment in multiple forms, including molecular animations, observable level animations, pictures, graphs, and text. So they can have different ways of understanding these abstract and complex scientific concepts. Another example of our visualization is a modeling environment. And this technology allows students to visually represent their ideas about a scientific system using icons, labels, stems, and text. And it has been found to be effective to give English learners with multiple ways to represent their understanding, because they do not have to rely on linguistic resources to articulate their ideas.
Dr. Rue is not daunted by the differences she has found in North Carolina public schools as compared to those that she worked with in California.
I think that California has a lot of English learners in mainstream classrooms, and it has been like that. So I think the schools and teachers are more equipped with resources and support systems. I think North Carolina is one of the states with the fastest growing population of English learners. That's why I came to UNC, because even though this increasing number of ELs in public schools, I think North Carolina public schools are not quite ready to support all these diverse learners in mainstream classrooms. So I think that teachers need more resources and strategies to better help all students, including English learners, succeed in science.
Privacy laws keep Dr. Rue from talking about the specific schools she works with, but there are certain requirements.
We looked at all the schools in North Carolina within 100 miles from UNC Chapel Hill that meet the criteria that we were looking for, because our project focuses on helping linguistically diverse students. So we are looking for schools that had a certain percentage of students who speak a different language at home. And it didn't give us many options to choose from. And a lot of schools are very far from Chapel Hill. And since we are doing classroom studies, we need to be in the classroom every day during data collection. We chose those four schools that met the criteria, and also those teachers who are willing to work with us, because it's an extensive research project that involves teachers as designers. So we work with the teachers throughout the year. So we were using those criteria to choose these four schools.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.